This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state grant program will help fund the shift to cleaner vehicles. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Most cars stay parked most of the time, but not vehicles that are part of a fleet. Think of a delivery van, for example. Those are out all day and create a lot of pollution. So the state wants to help businesses and other entities convert their fleets to electric vehicles. An existing program helps fund vehicle purchases. And a new $7 million program that starts today helps pay for charging infrastructure. Grant awards range from a few thousand dollars to $500,000. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Governor Polis has signed new wildfire bills into law. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
Last Friday, 11 bills related to wildfires were signed. Some make it easier for homeowners to rebuild if their home is destroyed in a natural disaster like the Marshall Fire. Others aim to mitigate future wildfires by increasing funding to support essential workers in the field and creating a wildfire resiliency code board. The last bill Governor Polis signed authorized the purchase of a second Firehawk firefighting helicopter for the state for $26 million. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
The chancellor at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, is leaving that role in July. Venkat Reddy will stay with the CU system as an advisor to system-wide initiatives and a professor of finance. CU plans to appoint an interim chancellor for UCCS before doing a national search for a permanent leader. Thousands of Colorado College graduates are celebrating this month. One of them is a grandmother, 76 years old, with an inspiring message.
Do not let Parkinson's or any other type of disease define you, and don't give up.
Good advice, and we'll hear her story a bit later in this hour. Around Denver, a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, Grand Junction close to 80. This is CPR News.